The man in charge of the U.S.-led effort to rebuild Iraq toured a mass grave Thursday where hundreds of Iraqis were executed in an uprising against the Iraqi regime following the 1991 Gulf War. One of the most painful sites in Iraq is south of Baghdad, where the remains of hundreds of mostly Shiite Muslims executed by Saddam Hussein's regime have been unearthed from a mass grave. On Thursday, the head of the Office of Reconstruction and Humanitarian Assistance, Paul Bremer, toured the site. Mr. Bremer was briefed by an Iraqi doctor who has been helping to excavate the gravesite located in a town called Hilla.
We find here victims from Hilla and also from cities surrounding Hilla, from Basra even. We found 26 of Egyptian people here.
There are hundreds of bones wrapped in white cloth, and plastic bags contain clothing, shoes, and watches. Some had identification papers. Mr. Bremer said he can only imagine what must have taken place. Some of the victims had their hands tied behind their backs. Others were found with bags over their heads. Entire families were discovered. Mr. Bremer said that while the top priority remains finding weapons of mass destruction, mass graves provide enough reason to overthrow the regime of Saddam Hussein.
There is no question that this was a regime that deserved to be changed, and I'm glad we changed it. It certainly does not end our search for weapons of mass destruction. We will give a top priority to that, and we are. The Marines here are involved, as are American and coalition forces all over the country, in looking for those sites. I'm confident in time we will find them. But the mass graves certainly bring home, in a way that is very dramatic, how truly bad this regime was.
Mr. Bremer promised those responsible for the executions would be brought to justice and said the owner of the land where the grave was discovered is in U.S. custody and could face prosecution. As for the establishment of an interim Iraqi government, Mr. Bremer said he continues to hold talks with Iraqi community leaders. He said such a government will be formed in the coming months, but he did not give a specific date. Earlier Thursday, U.S. military officials in Baghdad said that while improvements are being made throughout the capital regarding the water supply, medical facilities, schools, electricity, and fuel, the lack of police remains a severe problem. They also said Baghdad's entire sewage system, while functional, needs to be completely rebuilt. At night, sporadic gunfire can still be heard in parts of Baghdad, and some looting continues despite increased patrols by U.S. military forces. Greg Lamont, VOA News, Baghdad.